This episode is sponsored by the On With Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Studio Lounge interviews at CU Fin Health, brought to you by PSU Co-op Solutions.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our conversation brought to you by the fine folks at Lifewater. Let's put this out of the picture. We are here wrapping up our time here at CU Fin Health in Denver, Colorado. And I wanted to wrap up our studio lounge interviews with somebody who's on staff here at the hotel. This is Naya Taylor, and you are the AV guru.
Yes, audio extraordinaire.
There you go. Cream of the crop. Here at the Gaylord Rockies, and you've been stellar in there doing all the audio, the video, and all that stuff, because we all know how complicated that job can be, but you've done it single-handedly, so thank you for that.
Thank you.
But the other thing that I discovered, actually Gigi Highland told me that you are a fan of credit unions, credit union member.
Yes, member of a credit union.
You've been soaking it all, because everything's been happening in that room pretty much, or the big room, so you've been soaking it in. I wanted to get your feedback on the conference, what you thought, kind of looking at it from the outside in, if you will. What are your thoughts, Naya?
I definitely came to the conclusion that I need to invest in my retirement. I know that was
never
a big
too early
point.
For that. Yeah. Never too early.
Exactly. Some of those figures were a bit dismal. Mm-hmm. I thought it was really cool to see it from an inside perspective, because I'm aware that like credit unions are member-owned, and that's why I really like them.
Yeah.
But I've never really put a lot of thought into what goes on behind the scenes to make that happen, and so I really enjoyed getting to hear perspectives from different people in, granted you guys are all in California, but like different areas.
Yep.
Talk about what they do to serve their communities better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, what impression does that have on you? Does it make you a more loyal member?
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. Definitely. I feel very validated in my decision to use a credit union. It makes me a lot more proud to be a credit union member.
Well, I want to step back a little bit here. What made you want to become a credit union member in the first place?
So I was fortunate enough for my parents to be credit union members.
Oh, right on. Okay.
And my mom even worked at one while she was in college.
Wow.
And so the things that she told me when it came time for me to create my own account because of some things that happened in my personal life.
Right.
I knew that I wanted to make an account with a credit union, just based on that prior knowledge that I'd had.
Yeah, a lot of this stuff comes from parents. It gets handed down from generation to generation, so I'm glad that happened to you. And gosh, your mom working at one.
I know.
That's really cool. So, I know there's a lot of information going on in there, but was there any, maybe one or two things that really stuck out to you besides planning for your retirement?
Let me think about that. I really appreciated the panel of the college students because I went to college for 1 year.
Yep.
College is still hopefully in my future.
Good.
Just working on saving up for that.
I hear you.
But I just thought it was cool to hear how no matter what age you are, you can start getting involved. Because my mom works at the credit union, I've always had like sort of a passive interest.
Sure.
And so getting to hear kind of what they were doing with their money at that age, knowing what they know from the classes they're in, from being in the credit union environment, working there. I think they were interns, some of them.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that knowledge was really valuable.
But that's your peer group, right?
Yeah.
And the other thing I want to know is, like, what can credit unions do better to get this younger generation?
I know somebody in there brought up the question of, what do you want to see online as opposed to what do you want to see in person?
Yeah.
And I would say any conversations, I think, should be in person, and I think getting people out into environments where younger people are hanging out, be that college campuses themselves, or like, I don't know, that's the only place I really hang out with my friends. Having those face-to-face conversations is super valuable, and I would say a lot of information I get through my own personal exploration on the internet. Mm-hmm. So I would say just having those people there for face-to-face conversations to get people interested,
right.
And then giving them the resources that they need to dive into those topics further would be awesome.
Indeed, indeed. All righty. Well, I really appreciate it. I mean, I know this is kind of impromptu and kind of put you on the spot a little bit, but this is awesome. Anything else to add to wrap up and let you get back to your job, actually? I don't want to get you fired. You're in trouble.
Good.
What is Ryan doing down there?
I told them. Okay. I think I just... I love having a credit union. Yeah.
Right. Well, yeah. That's a great message to end on. Naya, thank you so much for wrapping up our coverage here at the CU Fin Health and hanging out with us for a few minutes here in the studio lounge. I appreciate it. And I think credit union is going to help you out with that that college savings stuff, too. So
yeah, I'll have to look into that for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of them around here that can help you out for sure.
Awesome.
All right.
Cool.
All right, Naya, thank you so much.
Thank
and
you.
Appreciate your feedback. And yeah.
Awesome.
Look forward to see you at a credit union near you.
For sure.
Well done.
Studio Lounge interviews at CU Fin Health brought to you by PSU Co-op Solution. Quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On With Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.